The Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lim replay from Money FM 89.3.
Here at home, the Straits Times Index finished today off 1.1% at 32.31. DBS, Singtel, OCBC, and UOB all finished lower. StarHub bucked the trend, though. Investors were cheering the telco's decision to retrench some 300 workers. Shares of StarHub closed up more than 4% at $1.95. I spoke earlier with Azure Capital CEO Terrence Wong and asked whether he thinks these retrenchments will really help StarHub compete better with Singtel and M1.
The cut in 300 workers, StarHub said that they will save $210 million over 3 years. That's $70 million a year. I believe that investors are very, very concerned about the dividends. Traditionally, they've been dishing out $280 million a year in dividends. And this works out to be 8% yield for at least this year. But I believe that going forward, and it's almost a given, that they're going to slash the dividends. This will likely be anywhere between 25 and 30%. So we are talking about 5-ish percent dividend yield going ahead. Well, this cut in the 300 staff is a positive step, but it can't really stem the structural pressures from an aggressive new entrant in TPG, which will be coming online in the fourth quarter, which is the current quarter of this year.
Well, you mentioned that StarHub is in the midst of cutting its costs. It seems that investors like this decision, bidding up StarHub shares today. And as you mentioned, StarHub is already facing a very competitive environment. Will cutting its staff really help StarHub to compete better against TPG, who's coming in, and against existing competition of Singtel and M1?
Well, I believe StarHub, through this strategic review, would have thought through issues. Laying people off that don't necessarily mean that productivity is going to hit south. So I guess it's still a big question mark. In the near term, I believe there will be a little bit of state of a flux, but it should settle down in the midterm.
All right. So as an investor, how do you compare StarHub to its competitors right now, to its peers?
Well, M1 has been given an offer that effectively takes them out. So if you compare against StarHub and Singtel, I've been speaking over this program the last month or two. It's a company that I continue to like. For StarHub, I think that if you are a very short-term investor, there could be potential spikes as we have seen. But for the longer term, and if you are conservative and defensive in nature, I would go for Singtel. Because if you were to look at StarHub and Singtel, StarHub is singularly focused in Singapore, where Singtel has spread its wings across the region. And if you look at just Singapore Mobile, that only accounts for less than 6%. So even with an aggressive competitor that's going to step in, I believe the impact will not be as great.
Terrence, thank you so much. We've been speaking with Terrence Wong. He's the CEO of Azure Capital. He says that while the markets are applauding StarHub's decision to cut some 10% of its staff, that cut may not be enough to help it successfully compete against the likes of Singtel and a potentially privatized M1.